where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It wasn't until I led a pilgrimage to the Holy Lands that I even heard of the term the Dormition of Mary. Dormition, a term that means falling asleep. And it's a story that appears in a lot of apocryphal literature. It's not in the Bible, of course, but the story goes that Mary is visited by the angel Gabriel, who says, "In 3 days you will die." And then three days later, she does die. In the meantime, the apostles who have been scattered around, according to this account, the world, are mysteriously brought back to Jerusalem so that they can be at her bedside when she finally dies. And upon her death, her soul is taken up into heaven, and then the apostles take Mary's body, because this was her wish, to be buried in the Garden of Gethsemane. So they take her body and place it in a tomb. Well, when I said the apostles, there was one missing. You probably can figure out it was Thomas, who didn't quite make it back from India, where he had been. And as he is being transported back to Jerusalem, he has a vision of Mary's body ascending into heaven. And so as soon as he gets to Jerusalem, he says, "I want to see her body, I want to pay my respects." And so the rest of the apostles take Thomas to the tomb in the Garden of Gethsemane and find out the tomb is empty. And Mary's body has assumed to heaven to join her soul. I think it's a very lovely story. And I think about a couple of things about it. The first thing is, if an angel came to us and say, "You're going to die in 3 days," I don't know what our emotions would be. I suspect it would be, you know, we would be thinking about all the things we need to do before, or all the things we need to worry about our family and all this stuff. I don't think it would be a relief or a joy. But I think in Mary's case, that's exactly what it was. She had been dutifully serving the new church. She had been dutifully serving and through these, as tradition has it, 11 years before she died. And now she gets to be reunited with her son. She gets to be reunited with her son Jesus in heaven. I got a feeling that she was probably very relieved and filled with joy and expectation, knowing that her time on earth was about ready to end, but she was going to enjoy eternal life in heaven. But the other aspect I think about this story is a reminder to us what happened at the foot of the cross. Jesus looks down from the cross and sees the disciple whom he loved and his mother and says, "Woman, here is your son, here is your mother." And from that point on, it says the disciple took Mary into his home and cared for her. Well, also, the fact that the apostles gathered together at Mary's death, something that they did not do at Jesus because out of fear, they scattered to the wind, shows the love they had for Mary, who has been serving as their mother, as the mother of Jesus. And it just reminds us that as disciples of Jesus, our mother cares for us. Our mother loves us. Our mother wants the best for us. And we already know what the best for us is, to reach heaven, to follow the path that Mary has already taken. And she's going to do anything she can on our behalf to make sure that we walk that path as well. The assumption of Mary into heaven is something that we all are looking forward to. For us that perish in this life before Jesus' second coming, it won't happen until that second coming when our bodies will be reunited with our souls that have already made that journey. But the joy that will be in heaven when we finally lay our eyes on Mary, our mother, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, will surpass any joy that we've had during this life. And so as we continue today's celebration, it is with grateful hearts that we give thanks to God for the gift of Mary. But we especially give thanks to God for what He has given Mary, to be immaculately conceived and now to be assumed into heaven. She has laid down the path that all of us will take when our lives here on earth are over. Now together let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty.